Music genres aren't the only element of music that change with the times. The media that people use to listen to music also has to continually adapt and evolve. Let's have a brief look at the timeline of audio formats. The earliest device known to record music was the phonoautograph. This device, patented in 1857, was used for acoustic research due to its ability to transcribe sound waves. Next, in 1883, came the piano roll, which is how player pianos were able to play music. Then, just a few years later, in 1886, came the music box. But it wasn't until later that we would see the launch of the first commercial medium for recording and reproducing sounds, the phonograph. This device had its heyday from 1896 to 1915. After that, it was replaced by the record player, which we commonly refer to as simply vinyl. Within a few years, this became the most popular way to listen to music in the 20th century. In 1962, Philips launched their compact audio cassette, which quickly became known as a tape. This medium exploded in popularity due to its small size, low cost, and best of all, it gave people the ability to easily record their own music. The next big development came with the compact disc, or CD for short. This new medium allowed for digital recording and higher quality recordings than tape. They were able to hold 80 minutes of uncompressed audio. The early 2000s saw a trend towards ripping CDs and creating MP3s, digital files that retained the quality but at a much reduced file size. For the first time in history, people were able to carry their entire music collection with them, at all times.